More Idaho Matters right now. I'm Gemma Cadet. As the movement for racial justice presses on here in Idaho and all across the country, we're hearing from people of color here in the Mountain West who feel like this moment is long overdue. Reporter Amanda Peacher spoke to Lita Harris Neustater from Boise.
I am an activist, an arts educator, a musician, an actor, a singer.
Rise like the day, rise up, rise unafraid, rise up.
That is how I express myself a lot of the time. In response to George Floyd's death and everything I was seeing, it was clear to me that I needed to express something through song. But everybody feels bad when we're looking at the reality of racial injustice and racial imbalance and racism. You have to be willing to move through those bad feelings in order to be part of the solution, because that's just part of the reckoning that we have to do before we can actually change the system. We have to acknowledge what the system is, and that feels bad. On the one hand, we have a whole bunch of people that are very motivated and very mobilized right now, and I love that. I'm seeing a lot of white folks that are starting book groups and talking about things and saying we have to own this. However, I also know that I have a black friend of mine Monday, 2 days ago, at an outside restaurant, and a car drove by and they screamed the N-word at her. And not a single person on that patio did or said anything. Not a single person approached her afterwards to see, was she okay? Does she feel safe? The other thing that to me is critical is the need for white progressives to recognize their white privilege, because by recognizing their white privilege, then they can start to help dismantle it, notice it, call each other out on it. So many things would change if the response to being called out or having somebody let you know that you've done something harmful, if the response could be, I'm sorry, please help me understand how that impacted you.
Sometimes I want to give up and let life pass me by.
People of color aren't the ones that need to be doing these next steps. As far as white folks dismantling their own white privilege, I'm still kind of at the mercy of white folks doing something different.
To turn myself around.
You are listening to the voice and music of Black activist Lita Harris Neustater. We'll now hear from four Black women from Colorado who are all scholars and activists. Reporter Rayanne Bichelle spoke with Rosemary Allen, Janice Mackey, Michaela Lee, and Carolyn Love.
When we moved into our home, my son was 4 years old, and all of my neighbors thought he was cute and well-mannered, and they loved him. Until he grew taller. By 12 years old, he was already 6 feet. And I remember the day my heart broke when he said, Mom, when I go for walks in our neighborhood, my neighbors don't speak to me anymore. They act like they're afraid of me. And he noticed that before they started calling the police on him.
With my kiddos, it was 2012, Trayvon Martin, and my youngest was two. Trying to talk to a two-year-old about what's on the screen, from the fires to the protests to the righteous rage, having to have those conversations with young ones, it's yet again in our face.
I am totally outraged by the Black women that are perishing at the hands of police officers. It breaks my heart. Black women need a voice, and we need to be visible and present in the fight against oppression.
When I was young, if a Black man was killed by the police, I would be sad. And then that was it. There's nothing I can do. And now I go straight to social media and I start talking about it and then I start sharing and I start listening to what other people are saying. Because now we have that option. There's a chance for people to get information and take action. And I feel like this generation is like eating it up.
When my son called me to tell me that he would be at the protest, I became very concerned. he is asthmatic. And I was afraid because the pandemic is real. And I expressed my concern for him. And he goes, Mom, I'm fighting for breath. What good does it do me to survive a pandemic and get killed at the hands of officers?
A lot of the people that are protesting out right now are youth, like people my age. And from what I've seen, especially in Denver, it's mostly people who are not of color, which like is very interesting to me. And I appreciate that because something that I was thinking about is I'm lucky to be in a generation where we have more compassionate youth who are willing to walk in other people's shoes and fight for other people.
Now, perhaps people are ready to engage in a conversation. But what I would say is if that's going to happen, it better happen quickly. And I'm more on the end of public policy and of changing law. And until laws change, we can be in all the conversations we want. And all it is a feel-good conversation.
Simply naming race and racism isn't enough. Folks feel like they've done their work, if you will, by simply naming that. And it's like, eh, that's the easy part, actually.
This is not a sprint. It is a marathon, a very long one. And while we appreciate the allyship of participating in protest today, we need you more than ever, 6 months from now, 6 years from now, to create substantive changes that will definitely change America. George Floyd's daughter said, "My daddy changed the world." Let's make sure that's a reality.
You were listening to the voices of Rosemary Allen, Janice Mackey, Michaela Lee, and Carolyn Love. To listen to more of these kinds of stories, go to our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, and search for Racial Justice. We know these conversations, they are critical, and we promise that we will continue to hold space for them. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.